the things that became very apparent in our work with international students is that many come on their own, but there is also a high percentage of international students who come with accompanying partners or family members. And in a larger program of research in which I'm looking at the career development of international students, the idea here is to look at how their networks of family influence their career planning and decision making. Many of the accompanying partners are also highly educated, partners who are dealing with international transitions of coming to Canada, of managing support while their partner is studying. They're also talking with their partners about longer term ideas about where they should go post-graduation. So one observation about the literature on international students is that sometimes the focus is only on that one international student without really understanding the family or other cultural influences on their career decision making.
And so your research is looking into, specifically you're looking at the female partners.
Our original proposal was to only look at female partners because the majority of partners coming are female. However, we actually had some response from male partners who wish to be interviewed. So we're making a change to our ethics review to be able to interview those partners. This is really, really important because the literature on international students, but also accompanying partners of international workers, has predominantly focused on women accompanying partners. So we're very interested in hearing the story from male accompanying partners as well.
You should get some very different perspectives, I would think, on the experience, the international experience from the different genders.
Well, we're wondering if there is a difference. And so here's an opportunity for us to look at a gender analysis of the interviews that we conduct with all accompanying partners.
Now, when a spouse or a partner comes with a student, an international student, what sort of rights do they have as immigrants to Canada? Can they work? Can they study? What can they do?
Well, it really depends on the conditions of their immigration. They can apply to work in Canada. But what we see is that often the accompanying partners are kind of like the silenced partner because the focus is placed on the person going to school. Many times that accompanying partner has given up their employment status in their home country. They're away from their usual support systems. There can be language issues. It might be the first time that person is a racialized individual in a new culture where they're not used to having identity status that would be non-dominant. So it might be a time where that partner is the main person who's organizing household and family matters. So there can be a lot of transition issues.
A very foreign culture to adjust to.
Absolutely. So again, while the focus has been placed on international students and their cross-cultural adjustment, we can't forget that accompanying partners go through many similar issues and they're not formally connected to an institution.
Well, and it would seem that to ensure the success of the international student, you need to ensure the success of their personal relationship as well. I mean, if things aren't going well at home, mm-hmm. a student might not excel. So to have supports in mm-hmm. place for the partners of and families of the students who come, the international students, seems to be something to look at pretty critically.
I think that's a really important question because international students are very, very busy and they are often consumed with the demands of their academic program. So it's quite important that we look at their transition experiences within the larger context of their family. So what's been happening historically is that the partners of international students have not had access to services on campus. They're not registered as students. However, I'm really encouraged by the active kinds of interest and also needs assessment and also actual programming that's occurring in many universities across Canada in recognition that we need to take a more holistic approach to international students' education, which includes the success of their families.
So do you think it sounds like a bit of the responsibility is sort of bringing everybody along comes with that entire package of the international student, maybe part of the universities, mm-hmm. but does it fall to communities? Does it fall to the governments? Do you see it falling anywhere else as well?
I think we have to try to strengthen the interface between services provided at the university and services provided in the community. What might be most important is that we offer a point of contact for the family members of international students to know where to go, as opposed to family members who are new to a local culture trying to navigate those systems on their own.
I think for most of us who have been in Canada long enough, we know that we know how to navigate. We know mm-hmm. how to move from A to B mm-hmm. and get things done. But for somebody else, that's got to be a very challenging feeling, you know, to be immersed in it in mm-hmm. a completely foreign culture.
Well, it certainly can be. And again, there's quite a range of countries and cultures we're talking about within any international student population or the population of accompanying partners. Those can be diverse according to language, customs, cultures. Where there's language similarity, where people are coming in fluent in English and French, they tend to have an easier time. But systems are very different between countries. Beliefs about help seeking can influence whether someone reaches out, and just understanding local systems. So let's imagine if each of us were traveling to a country where we might not have proficiency in language, trying to set up systems in schools, trying to set up healthcare systems, trying to make community contacts can be very demanding.
Very, very challenging. When you finish the research, do you hope to pull together some recommendations mm-hmm. for universities? Mm-hmm. What would you like to do with the results?
Well, I think there are potentially policy implications, and there are potentially service recommendations that we hope to make. So most of all, we're trying to draw attention to the needs of accompanying partners. So when we are finished our interviews, we're going to take a look at what the accompanying partners say has been helpful, where they identify gaps of services that would be more supportive for them. And our plan is to disseminate that information, the results, to policymakers in educational institutions, but also to student support services, international offices, who are often the main contact for international students, and many of the support services at universities are looking at ways to be more accommodating for international students and their families. So I think this is a study where we're trying not to make assumptions about what the families of international students might need to feel better supported on our campuses. We'd like to hear from them about their ideas, and those voices can influence the kinds of policies and services we create.